USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The world's largest meat producer has mostly returned to normal operations in the U.S. after being hit with a ransomware attack. Brazil-based JBS was hit with the attack over the weekend, but the criminal group believed to be operating out of Russia demanding a ransom. It's not clear if the company ended up paying that ransom. The company had halted production at its 9 facilities in the U.S., but said it had restored most of its operations by Wednesday. And a coalition of opposition parties to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced that they've reached a deal to form a government. Coming minutes ahead of a Wednesday deadline, we'll likely see Netanyahu's 12-year term in power ended. Former Defense Minister Naftali Bennett and centrist lawmaker Yair Lapid announced the coalition, which will have to be approved by the Israeli parliament. Under the plan, the two men will split a 4-year term as prime minister. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Vice President Kamala Harris will head to Central America next week in her first international trip. She'll visit Guatemala and Mexico as part of her diplomatic efforts to stem the flow of illegal migrants over the southern border. She's set to meet with Guatemalan President Alejandro Giamate and explain what she intends to discuss with him at the meeting.
It is about what we need to do and can do together to both support the folks who need help in terms of hunger, the economic development piece, the extreme weather, and the impact that has had on their economy. But it's also about having very frank and honest conversations about the need to address corruption, to address crime, violence, and in particular against some of the most vulnerable populations in that country.
And Alabama Governor Kay Ivey announced Wednesday that she would seek another term in 2020. Announcing her bid in a video on social media, Ivey touted her response to the pandemic and efforts to make the state business friendly. Ivey easily won her first term in 2018 and is expected to be reelected in the deep red state. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has issued a disaster declaration along the Texas-Mexico border in response to the continued surge of illegal immigrant crossings. The governor's declaration in 34 Texas counties authorizes more state resources to assist law enforcement in those affected areas. Governor Abbott said in a statement that he was making the move to confront the border crisis in the absence of federal action and to protect Texans. Former acting ICE Director Tom Homan says the governor's declaration is needed. He tells Fox News that the situation on the border has become a national security risk.
His troopers have seized a record amount of fentanyl. And fentanyl spreads over this country. It killed over 64,000 Americans during the last crisis on the border. The criminal cartels control the Mexican-U.S. border, and Joe Biden administration handed it to them. They use this humanitarian crisis. They'll push hundreds of family groups to one area, tie all the border patrol agents up, so they move their fentanyl, their gang members, to unprotected areas, which creates a national security crisis. Not counting how many people on the FBI watch list have got in successfully that we didn't arrest. It's a severe national security crisis.
And a second drug test for Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has confirmed the presence of a banned substance. A lawyer for the horse's trainer, Bob Baffert, confirmed the failed test Wednesday, which could lead to Medina Spirit's Derby win being overturned. Baffert himself could face further punishment as well. He's currently suspended by New York racing officials and has not been allowed to enter any horses at this weekend's Belmont Stakes. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.